Ruth Dusso. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A breakthrough agreement comes for a major redevelopment in Strawberry. Food insecurity in the Bay Area is on the rise. Muni makes a pitch for taxpayer support. West Marin communities may see a rate hike in waste services. And Outside Lands Music Festival announces a star lineup. After more than a decade of opposition, a major redevelopment in Strawberry appears to have cleared a key hurdle. The 127-acre site includes the campus of the former Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary. It's located at the Headlands Southern Peak with sweeping views of San Francisco and the Bay. The proposed project includes over 300 housing units, a senior care facility, childcare, recreation features, and two new public parks. A college-level or above educational campus will remain. Marin County Planning Commissioners learned Monday that the developer, North Coast Land Holdings, and the Seminary Neighborhood Association reached a settlement. It ended a 12-year dispute, mostly over the increase in traffic on the peninsula's one through road. In the agreement, enrollment at the campus would be capped at 1,000 students, with only 325 allowed to commute back and forth. The rest must live on campus. The next hearing before the Marin County Planning Commission is March 30th. Then the proposal goes to the Board of Supervisors for approval. Food insecurity in the Bay Area has nearly doubled over the past two decades. That's according to the California Health Interview Survey. The survey found that 46% of low-income adults reported food insecurity in 2024, up from 26% in 2001. Nínez Ponce, the director of the Center for Health Policy Research at UCLA, said that means nearly half of the lowest income adults in the state could not afford enough to eat. Statewide, the rate rose 20 points. Sonoma County recorded one of the highest rates at 63%. San Francisco and Marin counties were the only Bay Area counties that saw declines since 2019. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie and transit advocates have launched a campaign to place a new measure on the November ballot that would fund the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or Muni. The proposal, called Stronger Muni for All, would raise a parcel tax on residential and commercial properties. Most homeowners would pay about $129 a year, while renters could see rents rise about $65 annually. Large commercial properties could pay up to $400,000. Supporters say the tax would generate about $160 million a year starting in 2027 to help eliminate major deficits. Petitioners must collect about 10,600 signatures by July in order to put the measure on the November ballot. The Muni tax would be controlled by San Francisco and serve Muni only. That's different than the other transit measure called Connect Bay Area, which will divvy up funding between multiple regional agencies, including BART and Caltrain. The Marin County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing on Tuesday to consider a proposed 9% rate increase for waste collection services in West Marin. The increase would apply to customers of Recology Sonoma Marin. That includes West Marin, Muir Beach, and other coastal communities. It does not include Bolinas and Stinson Beach, which operate their own waste services. Back in June, Recology requested a rate hike and funds to purchase two new garbage trucks, which would have raised the rate to a total of 21.8%. The county negotiated the hike down to 9% and offered to extend the county's contract with Recology another 6 years. The agreement under the board consideration limits the increase to 9% and allows Recology to buy two trucks. If approved, the rate hike would begin April 1st. The lineup for Outside Lands Music Festival was announced on Tuesday. Charlie XCX, The Strokes, and Rufus Du Sol will take the main stage in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. The three-day music festival takes place August 7th through 9. Other performers include XX, Baby Keem, Turnstile, Griznotics, Labyrinth, Empire of the Sun, Dijon, Wet Leg, and Snow Strippers. Ticket pre-sales start Tuesday. General sales start at noon on Thursday. I'm Ruth Dusso. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.